morning, everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio, The Lowest Effect, Love Originates in Self. I'm Anna.
Oh, my God, I forgot. What's my name? It took me a second. And what am
Good
I,
morning,
and what am I, girl, and what am I calling myself these days? Right, this week.
Hey, mommy.
Hola. My
Hello.
Name is Liz.
Hola, mami chula.
Hola. What happened? I was actually getting my little accoutrement, things I usually have on hand to do the show as, you know, as multitasking. So I forgot my name. Okay, I'm all settled. Okay. Right, so I know that Raven wants to speak with us, so shall we take care of that first?
We were, yes, yes. We're going to get her right on here.
Okay, cool.
Good morning.
Good morning, ladies. I'm going to do just what your song said and said, I woke up this morning and I love you. So tell me something good.
I love you too.
So, I woke up. Yay. Our alarm didn't go off, so I wasn't jarred out of bed. So yay.
Good.
Because we get up at 3:45. So, yeah.
Oh my God.
Wow.
And not to have an alarm like wake us up. We weren't late. So we're good. But
quarter
I'm always
four.
Thankful I wake up.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah,
and why pray tell? Do you need to like get on the tractor? Why?
Get on the tractor.
Why?
Why are you waking up so early is what she's asking.
Oh, my husband works.
Right.
He starts work at 5 AM.
You're a good wife.
Yeah, well.
No.
I get a lot done. Between the time he leaves and when my son wakes up.
I get that.
But I get
totally get that. When mm-hmm. the house is quiet and you have that zone and no one's in your way. Oh,
right.
I understand. I'm always glad, like, please sleep in. Yeah. Please sleep in. Just, right. Let me just mm-hmm. do my little stealthy moves around the house and not being sidetracked. No,
mm-hmm.
that's beautiful. I have a friend who's been married for a few years to his partner of many years, and he's so devoted. His partner, although would look great in a ball gown, don't cross him, okay, works in HVAC and has to be up at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And, actually, you know who I'm talking about, Anna? I'm talking about my friend Larry.
Larry, yeah.
You have not met his husband, Dave.
No.
And so Dave is in HVAC. Larry's in the theater. And Larry gets up every day at 5 a.m. to make sure that his husband is all set to go on his workday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I love that. So, yeah, that's what we do. Anyway, so,
mm-hmm.
and then you get a lot done. You make the most of that time to be as productive as. Yes, when
mm-hmm.
I had to get up at 6 a.m. every day for many years when the kids were on the same school schedule, I remember taking them down to the bus at like 7 o'clock and then from there heading to the market. I was outside. Why not?
Mm-hmm.
Be the first one in the store. Yeah, so I get that.
Yep.
Anyway, so I know that you wanted to call in and speak to us. So what's going on? How can we help?
Oh, well, I just wanted to call in and say hi. Had a nice conversation with Anna yesterday.
Oh, great.
And I did make that phone call. Made it later because the phone wasn't available. But, yeah, we'll see how things go by Friday. I just wanted to call and say hi because there's this time of year, it's difficult for a lot of people.
Yes, it
and,
is.
And so I'm in my 60s. My husband's in his 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're not spring chickens, so things happen to your body, right? You know?
Correct.
So most of my family, my age or older, are going through a lot of things.
Right.
And either one has lost a spouse or a child
right.
or a sibling.
Right.
And
right.
I like the quietness. Like when I get up in the morning, that's my time. And
right.
I can just sit and reflect. I can just sit and say, okay, so what is it I really need to do today? Not what I have to do,
right.
you know, for me. So I just want to, you know, like anybody who's listening or whatever, just take that time for you. It doesn't matter, you know, you have a schedule or you have to do this or I got to send cards out or I got to do. You need time just to sit down and breathe.
Right.
You know, kids take up a lot of time, spouses, you know, even a pet takes
right.
time. So, you know, it just takes a moment, you know, you sit down for 60 seconds and
that's
just
right.
breathe.
That's right. That's why, yes, and I'm sure someone, if not several people, really needed to hear what you just said. And this is such a prevalent necessity that even on the Apple Watch, they have an app called Breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout the day, I actually became the recipient of an Apple Watch through actually my brother-in-law who passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So I now am the recipient of the Apple Watch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yay, thank you. Thank you, Uncle Ronnie. And it periodically throughout the day, my wrist will feel like a buzzing, a vibration,
mm-hmm.
and it says breathe, and you push a button, and the watch corresponds to your inhalation and exhalation, and pretty much wherever I am, if I'm able to, I'll find a corner, and I'll breathe for 60 seconds. So it is so important, and particularly in this time of year, even when you do your best to minimize all the stuff that's around, it's still this vortex of energy. And the same way that we need traffic lights
mm-hmm.
and structure, I think the holidays serve a purpose, because otherwise some people would never get together.
Right.
So, sure, there's an infrastructure, but in the same way that you don't need to cross the same street every day, or maybe you can avoid that street altogether, we can do our best to manage the holidays in a way that can kind of use that collective energy for good, or to find the purest connection that you can have. So, for instance, talking about my friend Larry again, he has a cousin that I've known for many years, and we were very friendly, who about 7 years ago had a major stroke, and now she's majorly disabled and has been in a long-term care facility. And I spent the night. This is how I've seen many times when I would stay over there. Every once in a while, I'll spend the night with him and his husband, but with the intention to go visit his cousin. And I surprised her. She has like maybe a 4 or 5 word vocabulary. One of the words is thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And we could have conversations with just those 5 words. And I know she knows everything of what's mm-hmm. going on. So I talked to her no differently than pre-stroke, and I know she's getting everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it was celebratory, and we're in this not fabulous place, but a purposeful place, because that's where she needs to be. And, of course, Larry decorated her room for the holidays. And as I was leaving, I said, you know what, Linda? I have to say thank you to you. Because now I feel that the holiday season has begun. Because this is what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
Making time. So, you know, to your point, Marguerite, absolutely. Choosing how you make time. So, to make that time 60 seconds throughout the day, ideally starting off your day with a good 5-10 minutes minimum of a meditation practice, and then throughout the day just knowing that you can opt out for 30-60 seconds to be still, and to know that you can find that sweet spot in the storm, the eye of the storm, the eye of the needle, and just rest there for a moment and shift your perception. But when you were talking about that reflective time, again, it's a word that always comes up when you come on the show, and that's really you stepping into your state of grace. So you're a living example of a state of grace, no matter what's going on. So sometimes we have to make a concerted effort to find that state of grace, meaning when everybody's asleep or when you shut the door, even if it's a crazy household and you have to go into the bathroom. I'm lucky that I have, thanks to Anna, I'm lucky that I have a beautiful bedroom that she transformed, that I can shut that door and know that I can be in my little state of grace, even if it's for 5 minutes before I have to go out into the crazy world. So, well said, my friend.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I have one request.
Okay.
Today is this the super or the full moon on 12/12.
Oh.
And at 12/12 this morning, it was peaked or something.
Oh, wow.
But today is also.
Okay.
Yeah, today is also my granddaughter Tiffany's 12th birthday.
Wow.
Happy
birthday.
I kept saying, wow, you know, this is like, we tried to catch her, but they were already in school. So I know Courtney's been like singing up there because that was her favorite niece. They would Skype all night long because Tiffany would not sleep. She was like 3 years old. So,
okay.
Is there like a message
I
can
find out?
Okay.
Let's find out. So, what's great about the show, yay, I love the opportunity because this is, listen, I didn't become a medium because I'm going to be a medium. No, it's because that's the practice evolved from the show, and now it's being refined on the show and then influenced by the energy shifting the show to it being the Lois effect, love originating in self, influenced by the teachings of Lois Grant, because somebody from the other side decided to co-host. Okay, thank you.
Cool.
Now, it's interesting because when Courtney has come in before, she's come in, but this is kind of like a formal request, which is great, and that's mediumship. You know what I mean? Like to be the go-between. And I already can feel, and I don't remember, and please don't disclose, okay? I don't remember I remember when, of course, you know, when she passed, but the specific details of that surrounding that. But I will say, I feel like I have an elephant on my chest right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I take on, you know, it's almost like that's the person who's passed saying, you know, that kind of confirms that we made the connection. So does that make sense? I feel like I have like a ton, just especially on my heart, lung, my upper half of my body. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And if you had, if we were to sort of put this in a loose context, because we don't want to confine the energy, in a loose context, is it fair to say that, what's the name? She's like, ask the name of my niece. I'm like, okay, I got you. Excuse me. Okay, she likes to be in charge. Okay, all right. And just yay or nay, Marguerite, okay? So,
mm-hmm.
Okay, I feel like she likes to be in charge. So So she wants me to ask you, what's the name of the niece? Say it again.
Tiffany.
Like the store. Okay.
Yeah, with an I.
Tiffany.
Not a Y.
Okay. All right. Let's see if anything comes in. So what I would like for you to do, and again, this is all kind of in an experimental phase, close your eyes. And if you are able to take your tongue and place it on the roof of your mouth, and just take one or two breaths and focus on the tip of your nose. And then after you've done that, you can open your eyes and then just say, ready.
Ready.
Okay. So let's see what she has for Tiffany. Oh, okay. This is so sweet. So the message for Tiffany is, how old was Tiffany when she passed?
Tiffany was about 3.
Okay. So, so even though Tiffany was very young, she still is going to be able to remember her. I'm sorry?
She was 4. I can't count.
Okay, so that's good, actually. She's actually, yes, because what I'm getting, so this makes sense. What I'm getting is that she's actually still able to remember her. That makes sense
mm-hmm.
at
mm-hmm.
4. Okay, so that's good because you said 3, and I'm like, yeah, but she still remembers. Okay, so to remember Courtney by the memories that they created. So like you said, it makes sense that they had a special connection. And if you are able to maybe, this is interesting. So I think Courtney would like you to do this, Marguerite, unless there's somebody else that does this easily. But I think she wants Mom to do this, to maybe put together a very simple, maybe virtual scrapbook.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe a hard copy, but I'm thinking virtual. And it doesn't have to, okay, you remember when kids are very, very small, like babies, like they would
mm-hmm.
have like these very sweet little books. They were only like 5 pages long. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Well. Right, like the stroller book or whatever. So Courtney kind of wants you to put together like a little virtual memory book, and maybe if you find images of Courtney and Tiffany, and Courtney like, and Courtney saying, yeah, and she knows, she's like, Mom, I know you have images of me before everything happened, because I'm not
mm-hmm.
defined by that. And I'm not defined by the heaviness. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So,
mm-hmm.
and she's so free. She's so light. And you know what's interesting? As I'm saying this, the heaviness on my chest has dissipated.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm feeling like I'm in the ethers, which is great because that's the feeling of what it feels like on the other side. And this is why... it's so important that the show or any show I participate in is anchored and supported by a co-host because they're a witness to this because I could forget or I'm in an altered state. So I'm actually in the etheric field right now. And Courtney knows this is the place that if you could access it all the time, Marguerite, you would. But, right,
mm-hmm.
right.
Yep.
She's also showing me a cup of tea, but not like in a paper cup, like in a nice,
mm-hmm.
nice cup. Does that have any significance for you?
Yeah, I drink tea, and I have cups, a lot of cups, the
okay.
mugs or tea cups.
Right. She's seeing like not like a very delicate kind of cup.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever that cup means, you, and I'm sure you know what it is, she would like for you to drink from that cup. Maybe it's one that you haven't used in a while. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. And with that one, it's like the warmth of the tea. It's like she's going to, okay, all right. It's like it's a way for her to communicate through you is when you you turn drinking that tea from that particular cup as sort of your meditation practice. And it's a way for her to kind of just be like that. Okay, she says you're going to know what this means. Whether there's this particular sweater that you like, or maybe it was something of Courtney's, something to kind of wrap around your shoulders. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So with that, there's a connection between that comfort and the mindful practice of drinking tea.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular, yeah. And okay, and she's okay. So she, it's hard because they don't use words, and I want to find the words for the feeling. And I want to be very aware of the words that I'm saying right now, so I'm hesitating. Okay. She wants you to give your she wants you to cut yourself a little bit more of a break. She's like, you do a great job at that, Mom. You know that. You're smart, and I'm not telling you something that you don't already know. But you're on the edge of something that you really can't do much more than what you've been doing all of this time. All right, Marguerite, I have no idea what I'm talking about. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, okay. And she's using the image of the and again, I'm a city girl, so my apologies, of being at the edge of where the ocean comes in. You're on the sand, but not quite going, stepping into the ocean, but just enough so that, like, your feet get wet. Maybe if you're, you know, you have your pants rolled up to your knees, like,
mm-hmm.
you're okay. But if you stepped any further in, it would be too much. So does that symbolism have any significance to you?
Actually, that's my favorite spot to be in. When we go someplace, a lake, the ocean, I want to just get my feet wet, feel the sand, and feel the water at the same time.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that confirmation.
Sure.
That's so beautiful. So because that's not physically possible right this second, it's cold. but that's what she would like for you to have as a gentle goal. And she says, Mom, I want you to have what I'm calling gentle goals. So take whatever goals that you have and, like she's saying, you already have that. But make that an official thing. Gentle goals.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever that means to you, Marguerite, okay? Because I like that, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney, that's a thing.
Yeah.
I like that. Okay, gentle goals. I like that. GG. I like that. And to gently pursue, whether it's going online and thinking about, okay, well, it's December, so maybe the first week of April. You find a place that's easy enough to get to. She really wants you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
What is her birthday?
April 16th.
Thank you. She says, for my birthday. Thank you.
Yep. I was thinking about that like a day or two ago.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so she's confirming that that's her.
Mm-hmm.
And when you were thinking about that, She wants me to ask you, do you remember what you were doing?
Just sitting, like I am now, basically.
Okay.
And actually looking on the computer, because I was looking for places that we could go, either camping or something. So yeah.
Right. Yeah. So mm-hmm. that's a gentle goal. So
mm-hmm.
she absolutely wants you to do that. That's how she wants you
mm-hmm.
to celebrate her birthday.
Okay.
Now, let me see if anything comes in for Tiffany's birthday. So we know about the, and you know what? Actually, what you could, all right, we already have the answer. All right, thank you, Courtney. I got you. Excuse me, girl. Okay. I like to talk to them. I got
you. She appreciates it. Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, they get like, oh hey, I got
mm-hmm.
you. Okay, this is already answered. All right, so I don't have to formally put this out to you. So, when do you see Tiffany next?
The weekend before Christmas, the 20th.
Perfect. So
Friday.
You have time.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Perfect. Okay. So she would like you to give Tiffany a birthday present. She says, I don't want it to be a Christmas present from me. I want it
mm-hmm.
to be a birthday present. Okay? And to tell Tiffany that you called these two crazy chicks on this radio show, and one happens to be able to talk to dead people, and this is what you were instructed to do through the medium, through me. But it's Courtney's directive. Okay? And the birthday present is the little virtual memory book.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's something for you. So you have time to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can maybe have a link and then also print out. I don't know how those things work. Or maybe you can order. I have no idea, and I know it's the holidays and it's probably crunch time.
Yeah.
But you'll find a way, even if you are just able to print it out on a simple home printer,
uh-huh.
and then she can look at it through a link on her phone or the family computer or
yeah.
what have you, right? So you'll
I'm
figure
going
that out.
To, okay, I'm going to like interrupt, but validate what.
Please,
that,
please, please, please,
I,
please.
I put, see, every year I add to pictures that I post, right, for Christmas and they were pictures with. For Tiffany on her birthday, and of course they all have, most of them have Courtney with her, and I
wow.
did it this morning. So
are you kidding
that's
me?
Kind of a validation.
Girl,
yeah. I wanted to. I should have said
well, take,
something before
take,
but
ten,
you were
take,
on a roll.
Take the whole show to tell me, Marguerite. I'm kidding. No,
well, see, the last
beautiful.
One I looked at was when they were here for Christmas, and it was Courtney and Tiffany, and they're both smiling and really happy. That's what I remember the most.
Beautiful.
And that's
beautiful.
What you, you know. So, yeah, I can print it up, but they everything is electronic. I mean, they're here, and my
oh.
daughter, her mom, my daughter can
wait.
See it online. And show
wait a minute, wait a
and,
minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Now we're
okay.
putting everything together.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Courtney, I'm a little slow. Give a girl a break. Okay, got it. Okay. Thank you for validating that. The find a picture, you'll know which one to find, and you could probably put the order in online or through the mall or
mm-hmm.
whatever to get it
okay.
to get it. And you can and listen, if it doesn't come in time for Christmas, it doesn't matter. You can give it to Courtney and say you can give it to Tiffany and
mm-hmm.
or tell her Courtney has a gift, it's coming. She gave me information.
Mm-hmm.
So either way, it doesn't matter. When it comes, it comes. Doesn't
right,
matter.
And actually, every year, I think it's like either August, around August, Life Bank has this Legacy Garden, and every year we pick a picture that I pay for that they put in. It's a big, like a poster, and one of them was a picture that I wanted to do with her, with Tiffany and Courtney, and I had my daughter say, "Which one do you want?" And I said, "Okay." So they picked another one. So I said, "Well, next year we're using the one with Tiffany."
Well, that's amazing.
So, yeah. So
that's
every,
amazing.
You know, usually I get them, but they're keeping them. So but that's what I do. So that's probably why she's saying, you know, get the pictures and stuff. So I'll print up a picture, but there's
so many.
But
actually, this is what she's saying, because everything came up about the cup, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you can, if you can get, because it's easy to do, and Anna knows how to do all this stuff, so maybe I'll have her jump in. You can order so that you can get a picture put on a coffee mug, and that's what she wants Tiffany to have.
Oh, okay.
So, Anna, you want to explain to her how she could do that? Because it's really easy.
I know how to do that, too.
Okay, good. I don't know.
Yeah, most of the local malls, there are a lot of stores that do them. Yeah,
yeah.
If you don't want to do it online, you can certainly get it done locally.
Get it
done locally. Get it done however you can do it, and you don't have to rush. Oh, and Courtney's funny. And then she also, it's like, I guess, for cookies and milk. So,
yeah,
right.
She loved to bake cookies. So,
thank you.
This would be
so
her favorite time. Yeah.
Right. So maybe okay. So she wants you to do kind of like the mug. It will be for milk, and then whatever kind of cookies that would remind Tiffany of Courtney.
Okay.
Bake a batch of cookies, Grandma.
Yep.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. So that's good because now I feel like I delivered the message. Woo, she put me to work.
Yeah. I'm going to go into a little bit more detail on the heaviness of the heart. We didn't know. I mean, I knew she had trouble breathing because I had taken her to the doctor that day.
Mm-hmm.
Until we got the report right before her birthday that said her heart was enlarged. So there is that heaviness. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean,
it felt like an elephant on my chest. Like it was so.
Yes.
And.
She had a hard time breathing.
Yeah.
And the sad thing, but the happy thing, was when we got home. This is a twofer thing. What you said. Something to wrap me up. She had a favorite little throw.
I had thrown it in the
dryer to warm it up and wrapped her up in it in a reclining chair in the living room. And she had closed her eyes. I thought she was sleeping, and she woke up and she said, "Thank you for taking me." And then the next thing that she was just going through her out of body. She was breathing heavy and hard.
Yeah,
and
that's what they do. Yeah,
and that was it. I mean, that's
what they do before they die. Yeah,
I watched that, and that was it. But then I knew, like, the feeling is kind of like I was almost jealous because she was not feeling the pain, if that makes sense. You know?
Oh, it makes perfect
like,
sense.
Like, I wish I was – I would have done anything to take your place because really
want to
feel
the pain that you
have
to be as a surviving mom, please.
That and then just – but I knew that it was better for her.
Of course.
So it, So that's the heaviness and everything. So
and the wrap and all of that. And where is that?
Oh, it's still here. I have quite a few. I kept one of them was like a, I want to say maybe a leopard print. You know, just one of those little throws that you can get. They're not very big. And another one was I don't remember the color, but I have like several.
I put it up.
The kids, the girls like them. So
okay,
I always
good.
Put
so they're so yeah. She likes. Okay, nice. She likes that they're. That they're being used. That they're available. She likes that they're available.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Okay. Yeah. And she's just sending you so much love and just profound thanks. So much thanks for you. And and she's happy that she's able to come in because now since the mediumship is becoming more fully defined on this show, they know. It's like Lois knew. I'm like, Courtney, because, you know, they've been around. You know, they've been around you. You've been, you know, one of our original listeners. So you've been with us from the very beginning. And Lois Grant has been Lisa's mentor forever, and Anna has done one-on-one work. So it's really lovely, you know, when the energies know, like, okay, this could be more fully formed and not where how it would occur before, if you remember, because you listened to the show. People would call and I would say, I'm getting a feeling from the other side. Now, which is great, to get a request from someone here about the other side and to see if, like a telephone operator, see if the connection can be made. And that's why I do the cup, two breaths, tongue on the roof of the mouth, focusing on the tip of the nose, just to get everything out of the way, and then saying that you're ready. It's almost like you're ready to make that connection. It kind of gives that just that very brief time out to shift the noise and to create the most neutral space. And let's see if there's any last thing that she wants you to know. And yeah, she just wants you to know she's with the rest of the family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
She's very much spreading herself because they can be all over the place at once. So yeah, and so completely light and free and beautiful and everything. If anything, she feels bad for people here.
Yeah,
I don't blame
exactly.
you, girl. Yeah.
That's why I wish I would have gone before
right,
her,
of course.
Because that's one of the feelings that, you know, if you don't remember it, and I remember it.
Yes, you
and
do.
And actually, I even remember having vivid dreams, and I was like in the Hall of Records twice.
Wow.
Remembering exactly what it looked like. So, yeah.
Right.
So they're making me, you know, two things.
I know, right. So, excuse me, why? Yeah, and I had a couple, maybe two or three times in my lifetime where I've been to, like, the outskirts of the tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, damn.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and I'm like, okay, I get it. But so why are you showing me? Because, you know, you help people. I'm like, okay, but still. And it, the lightness of being, and I know you know this because you've experienced it, is indescribable, so I can't describe it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you know. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I get it. And the only thing is, like, when we're on the other side, I just want to say, Lucy, you have some explaining to do because there's so much I don't understand. But we're not meant to understand in this
right.
plane. But we'll know yep. perfectly when we're not here. So,
right.
yeah, it's
yeah,
a go ahead.
It's for some people who go through life not feeling. Not going through your, you know, your emotions.
Mm-hmm.
You have to enjoy. You have to experience.
Right.
You know, there's so many things people just don't appreciate. Don't.
Yes, it's
you know,
wasted.
I think they just take it for granted. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
They waste it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's interesting because the last show, Anna and I had a wonderful conversation about. She was talking about her cousin who experienced a stroke and now he's helping people and like you're living just to go after life not death, like to follow the fun and to
mm-hmm.
follow the joy and to put all those things, not to let them go but to put them behind you.
Right.
You put them behind you, you know where they are, they're safe. Okay, they're behind you. So they're in a warehouse behind you. Okay, they're not going anywhere. And to follow the fun and not run away or resist. Feel the things boldly. Feel them so you can put them behind you. And then the gift is that how you, it's like turning lead into gold. Then you're golden. then none of this nonsense bothers you. You look forward to being on the other side, and you truly enjoy the little bit of time that we have here because it's just a moment, and we don't waste it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't waste it anymore. And if that means being very discerning about how and whom you spend your time with, then so be it. That's practicing self-love.
Right.
You know, and love originating in self. I mean, that's whatever that means for the individual, being within your field of internal experience, so be it. You're not missing anything. There's a lot of FOMO, you know, fear of missing out. Missing out
mm-hmm.
of what? A relationship with yourself? Well, you got it. It's portable.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah. So Courtney has left the building. She's like, she said, thank you. Okay. Thank you, girl. That was wonderful. So I'm just going to sort of ground myself a little bit. And Anna, if you want to just jump in with whatever, that would be great. I'll be back in a, I mean, I'm not going anywhere. I just need to like take some water, get back in my body.
Come back.
No, it's okay. I want to go. No, I'm kidding.
Honestly, you know
well,
what? You know what?
The interesting part. Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
I was say when you have that, when you have those experiences of lightness, and you were talking about how do you describe that space, and you really can't because it's like love times a million. It's a feeling of lightness, and it's this overwhelming feeling of love that, honestly, I don't think the human body could handle it. You know, it can't. It's so intense. And I had that experience when I was driving to my studio one day, and I felt very lightheaded, and I felt like I needed to pull over, and I did, and that they were showing me this light, this love, and that overwhelming feeling that came in, and it was, and I had to kind of, I basked in it for a moment, and then it was like, wait a second. If you're gonna show me this, one of you needs to learn how to drive a car because there's no way to drive a car while you're
right.
in this,
uh-huh.
you know. But this,
mm-hmm.
but that feeling of love, what we call love, is, you know, that ultimate feeling that we can have here when we love a situation or love a person or that overwhelming love. I mean, a love like love that we have for our kids. I mean, that's the best way to describe it. It's this overwhelming love,
mm-hmm.
like, oh my gosh. And then what they show us is exponentially larger than that, which you don't think is possible, and it is. And I think that's one of the reasons why this, you know, you're lightheaded, you're sort of in that etheric space when you even like touch it, when you're just barely experiencing it. So as you guys were talking, I was laughing at that because I remember having to pull over and just really kind of chuckling at my guides and saying, you know, if you are going to do this, yeah, one of you has to learn to drive a car because I can't drive a car and be in that space at the same time. Anyway, thought I'd share.
I'm good. Yay.
Yep.
Okay. That was nice.
Well, thank you both.
Well, of course, thank you.
That was awesome.
Yay,
and I love
anytime.
You both. I love Courtney. So,
yeah,
yeah,
anytime.
If I don't talk to you next week or before Christmas, I wish you the happiest of holidays.
You too. Thank you.
You yep. too.
And, yes, and a special please send Tiffany birthday wishes from the other side.
Yeah,
courtesy,
happy birthday.
Courtesy of the Lois Effect.
Uh-huh. I will do that.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah,
well, have
and,
an amazing
and if
day.
She, oh my goodness. Okay, wait a minute. And if she's ever with you when she's off from school, and there is a show, she's totally welcome to call in.
Okay. There would probably have to be spring break.
Yeah. Whenever.
Maybe.
Right.
What day they come out? So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway. All right. Perfect.
Cool.
So that's cool. Happy birthday. Happy holidays. We love you and appreciate the call. See, you guys, you know, you guys thank me, but I have to thank you guys because the only reason why I'm getting good at this is because of you guys. So thanks.
It's good practice.
It's great practice. It's like my apprenticeship, so thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. Yeah. Well, thank you. I love you both.
Love you too, sweetheart.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. All right, baby. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. That was cool.
Ah, excellent. Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I love how it morphs. It's like you're coming in, you know, she was just coming in to say hi, and then it turns into woo.
Right.
I went off the left field.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yep. So I don't have anybody raising their hand. I just want to say this too. If you want to be on the air, we do have some people in the queue. Just push one on your phone. And that like gives us a little beep in the studio that says, hey, I want to be on the air, because we don't randomly just put people on the air.
Oh, God, no.
Just wanted, because you know, some people just call, they call in to call in and listen, and that's good. And a shout out to Amy. She's in the queue as well.
Amy,
morning.
Girl.
Good morning, sparkly sunshine. Hey, I'm going to, hold on, let's get her on the air. Okay. Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Good
morning,
Ladybug.
There she is.
Hello, Penny Bunch of Boats. Hi, darling.
Hey, good morning, lady.
How are you?
I'm beautiful. Every day is a great day.
Girl, so what's great is that Amy was so adorable. So when we did the show yesterday, and I'm talking about my date, which is like, you know, going to Jurassic Park archives, like, okay. going to the Amber. I was like, oh, that's alive, okay. Who knew? Amy was so supportive with the texting, and then also when things were coming in for you, Anna, about just really looking at things a little bit differently, and kind of like unlooking, meaning kind of the opposite of what you're so good at, just like blank slate, blank canvas, be open. Don't reject things because you think they may not work with you and your kids, but just like be open in terms of like the space and cabinets, mm-hmm. and all this crazy stuff that I have no clue about. And what's so interesting was that, so Amy and I were going back and forth a little bit, and I don't remember what I asked, but I think I said something like, so were the things I was saying, did that all make sense? And Amy was like, yes, this is actually what I've been seeing for over a year now. And so she was actually thanking me for validating her gifts. And so I'm glad you called in, Amy, because one thing that toward the end of the show, Anna, that you and I were talking about, you know, we talk about dedication, hard work, and effort and all of that. And what really came to the light is that we're not talking about struggling and toiling and all of that. But what I do believe, and I think you understood that and agreed, Anna, is dedication. That's how we ended the show yesterday. That dedication, mm-hmm. which leads to consistency, right? You can't be consistent without being dedicated. Mm-hmm. You can't be dedicated without being consistent, right? So
absolutely.
What I would say, does that make sense, everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So what I would say to you, Amy, a.k.a. Old Spice, what I would say, girl, one in every port, what I would say to you, Amy, is dedicate yourself to your gift or gifts, because you have many. So I could almost give very parallel guidance to you as I did to Anna. So in the way that I was saying to Anna, don't look at what something should look like or what you think should look like, because you're so good at planning things out and seeing if they work or not, but like blank canvas mentality. So it's the field of possibilities. I think that's the thing with you with your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like you want to know what that looks like. Well, guess what? We don't know. So if you kind of take that similar parallel approach, that I say, okay, great. I am ready to look at the blank canvas of what my gifts are. I am open to see where I'm led, but I can't be led unless I am committed and dedicated to that journey and that everything I need to know will be revealed on a need-to-know basis. And although there might be some trepidation or some fear, and listen, I know that. I almost died. So I'm like, I'm either going to die or I'm going to just figure out what this crazy energy channeling crazy stuff is. And now I don't even channel because it's all morphed. And Anna was with
it's
me
part
from
of
the
you.
Very beginning
yeah.
through a different platform. And we met at a memorial service for the person that was running that platform. And I'm so grateful that I met this chick because here we are. What is it now? 10 years? It's going on 10 years, right?
10 years.
It's his anniversary of his death is 10 years, I think. Or yeah.
Yes.
So 10 years ago. So we go back with all of this.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I would say to you. And interesting. So I have no idea what this is, Amy, but I'm getting the phrase, the divine pearl. Does that have any significance?
That's very interesting. The divine pearl could be anything.
So just see where that leads you. Now, I don't know if that's associated with some sort of Eastern philosophy. I have no idea. The divine pearl, and I don't even know if it's from anything formal, so maybe something to Google. I don't know.
I don't know if it's knowledge, or I have some friends that we peddle in crystals and rocks and
cool.
All that. So could be associated with that.
Wait. Okay. Okay, sorry.
It's all good.
Sorry. You know, I got some rough edges, but what can I tell you? Okay. That would be you gotta see if that exists for because there's a thing with vocation with you. There's so many different things that you are so good at. And maybe the divine pearl as an umbrella for things that you can do. So, again, like I'm a marketing, I'm a marketing whore, sorry, but I am. but like Anna, like we're so wired for stuff like that too. So it's, I think there's something in the middle there between like some sort of teaching, but what when you were talking about gems and things like that, it's okay. So and again, it's like a treasure hunt. Like we're following the breadcrumbs, so to speak, following the map, right? That's how it works. So it's kind of fun. So it's always an exploration. You know, even when talking to people on the other side, it's like following a treasure map because language, there's no language.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So again, so it's like that treasure map. So something like I felt like an energetic shift. That's why I said, wait. So you were saying, so are you close with people or affiliated with people that they, what do? They work with crystals and stuff?
Yes. My friend does numerology, and she's a psychic, and they peddle crystals and stones. And
now, do you affiliate or work with them in any shape or form?
Yes, I help them set up shows locally and work the booth, and I've learned a whole lot.
Okay, so I see a non-competitive alliance.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're an incredible support person, and I feel between those people being a resource that you might even have this in your possession. Is there a gemstone, a rock, something that you really connect with that you already have in your possession? Does that exist?
Oh, yes. I have a whole rock wall of mineral digs I've done through the years, and I have several rocks that I sleep next to bed with.
Okay. Is there one particular one that you like to put in your hand or put on your heart?
Yes, I actually have a necklace.
The
Bloodstone.
The Bloodstone is pretty awesome.
What about
too.
That one?
Yeah. My char light. It's the Bloodstone and then my char light. I usually wear that around my neck.
Which one? Both of them or one of them?
Just one of them, the char light. It's a little
okay.
charm.
Okay. So that's the one you wear around your neck?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what's coming in is like you still help these people, you still support them, what have you. But see if you're able to, at these shows, are you able to, is one able, not you specifically yet, but is one able to set up like a little area where they could do readings for people?
Oh, yeah, she does that all the time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I want you, let me ask you this. Are you booked to be helping them anytime soon?
No.
Okay, perfect. So you have your thing with them. You're not booked. Listen, you're a free agent, girl. You can, hello.
Yes,
I got the ring
ma'am.
On my finger. Okay, so you're a free agent. So, and I did this actually years ago, even before I was on the air, okay? So this is a long time ago, but I knew, like, okay, I had that feeling that I feel that you probably have now. Like, I have this thing, but I don't know, and do I do it? And if I'm making it up, I don't know. Like, all of that, like, I get
mm-hmm.
that. We all go through that, right? So this is where the dedication part comes. None of that matters. Right? So all of that you could put behind you because, okay, you know where it is. It's behind you. It's there. It
mm-hmm.
serves a purpose. Right? And you're getting
right.
to the point where it's like, okay, that doesn't feel, it feels so kind of wishy-washy. I'm not a wishy-washy kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
So let's put that behind. It's there. It's not going anywhere. I'm going to honor it behind you. And what I would say, the next little local anything, it doesn't have to be a big situation, but I know in the area where you guys are at, that there's these little pop-up events, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, do some research and register for just a little space where it's just two chairs, a little table, and you don't have to use this, but I like the Divine Pearl as sort of like a, you know, I don't know what you said, the stones that you wear around your neck. What do they, what is the stones called and what do they look like?
One is a charolite. It's, this one's actually man-made. It's got like copper and, amethyst in it and some other stones. And then I have a natural polished bloodstone. It's for, I know the bloodstone is for releasing and letting go. I sleep with that next to the bed.
Okay, so, okay, and what is the shape of the charlite?
Charlite is like almost like a teardrop, almost.
Okay, so I feel, I like the name the Divine Pearl.
Mm-hmm.
Take it, don't take it, whatever. That just came in. Research it. There might be something in there, but if it's like, again, what I was saying to Anna yesterday, where we're talking about the shamanism, I'm like, no, you're going to come up with your own type of situation. The same way I've come up
mm-hmm.
with my own type of situation, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is why one of the earlier names of this show, we've had quite a few names of this show, was the LOA blend, Law of Attraction blend, because we're like
mm-hmm.
blending it. We're talking.
Right.
Dead people are coming in, psychic readings are coming in, numerology, and then the Sum of You show. Sum of You, SUM for numerology, and again, a blend, the sum of all these things. And then the Lois Effect came in because this dead chick named Lois Grant wanted to jump in. But also the whole concept of love originates in the self, right?
Mm-hmm.
And to just allow for what's going to come in. And in that allowance, the mediumship is finally becoming crystallized and formed into a modality. But you know Anna in the show, so probably how long are you familiar with the show and stuff, Amy?
for, I guess, about 2 years now.
Okay, great. So in the past 2 years, the mediumship has really morphed into something much more tangible and concrete. So do you see that I just practiced the openness and the dedication, but I had no attachment?
Right, yes.
So
just let
it
flow through you.
Right, and not question it, just roll with it and experiment
mm-hmm.
with it, right? So
mm-hmm.
this show is a practice. It's an experiential journey. So what I'm suggesting to you is that you find something to call yourself, whether it's the Divine Pearl readings or something else. It doesn't matter. I feel you wear the necklace, you hold the bloodstone,
mm-hmm.
and that you offer mini readings. This is what I did, mini readings, $5, because it's not about the money. Mini readings.
It's about the experience.
It's about the practice.
And the practice, yeah.
It's about the practice.
Honing that tool.
Yeah, it's just a practice. It's just not even, don't even define it. I'm just practicing.
Yeah, right,
I'm
sure.
just practicing. And that, and then, and I know we're at time, so we can have further discussion, but there's certain things to sort of structure it for you so it doesn't feel like you're doing this without a net. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's certain little things that you can do. But what I would say is see if you could find an egg timer, like an old-fashioned, like the timer with sand.
Yes.
See if you could find one, and then we can continue the conversation.
Okay.
Okay, cool. Well, not crazy, no. we'll sign
Thanks, Liz.
Off. My pleasure. I love it. Okay, so if you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. We're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. And as always, love yourself fiercely, let the light do the work, and to brighter days ahead. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Love you. Bye, ladies.
Love you, bye.
Thank you for listening to Universal Energy Radio. Please like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Universal Energy Radio or on Instagram under Universal Energy Media. Thank you and have an amazing day.